I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A new technique to monitor soil moisture is being developed using digital cameras and artificial intelligence. The team at the University of South Australia has used video cameras to analyse the differences in soil colour. It's been connected to software trained to recognise moisture levels. I caught up with the engineer, Professor Javan Chahl, to hear more about the project.
What we proved was that a deep learning system, that's a type of artificial intelligence technique, could distinguish between wet and dry loam soil. It's actually quite as simple as that. Humans can see the difference. They can tell when it's wet or dry. Usually under most daylight lighting conditions, you can tell, and so can the artificial intelligence system.
And how will this help the agriculture industry?
Well, we haven't really... this is a pilot study, so it's a proof of concept. And the real challenge is to work out what applications to put around it. But the obvious one is to be more efficient in the use of water, so only to irrigate on demand, not in situations where the soil's already wet and the water would just be wasted.
Certainly an innovative measure, and I know there are a number of current methods for sensing soil moisture. These can obviously be problematic. What are some of the issues that we do run into with these current methods?
Well, they're making contact with the ground is the main problem. So they're a little bit expensive because over time they will degrade. If you're using bore water, you've got salts and things. A lot of them rely on conductivity, and that can change over time. And especially getting crusted with white salt, for example, it won't be working. Whereas a camera's nice. They're very cheap, very, very cheap. If you just look at a camera with a tiny computer by itself, the actual value of what's there is only a few dollars. Sensors like a soil conductivity meter that's hardened up to survive in the soil for a long time because it's in contact might be three or four times that price. So between the maintenance and the initial cost, one would expect that a camera would be cheaper, a contact, you see.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously this new technique is quite accurate.
Yeah, it's effectively, look, for the test we did, it was 100% accurate. It's very dependent on the particular setting. So it had to learn in that setting what wet versus soil looked like, and then after it had learned, it was perfect.
But it does have the potential to be used if we kind of trained it in different locations. It could be used basically anywhere?
Absolutely, yeah. You could train it to work for a particular place and it would just sit there presumably for years and years working without giving any trouble.
Fantastic. Sounds like a very exciting project, I guess. What's coming up next and where do we hope to take this?
There's a couple of ideas. One is to try to work out the practicalities of how you couple it with other bits of knowledge that you have to self-train it. So, for example, if you just knew when you were watering, for example, so when you start irrigating and then immediately after irrigating, you say, well, the soil's definitely wet now, so I'm going to look at the soil and that's what wet soil looks like. And then that becomes your training process. And the other is to have cheap sensors in the soil that you know will not last very long that teach the camera when the soil's wet versus dry. By the time they've degraded or the batteries have gone flat, the system has learned and it can take it from there. That's the kind of practicality we have to work our way through.
That's the University of South Australia's Professor Javan Chahl. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.